Welcome back.
Another week, another episode.
Price, of course, always kick off with BlackRock and new board member.
The creakiest chair. I feel like
I'm on a pirate ship.
Let's at least get through.
Going through the seas.
Let's at least get through the agenda. Binance cutting back on employee benefits and laying off staff. Inflows of crypto investments rising above Bitcoin carrying it. Block sues Visa and MasterCard over interchange fees. More Bitcoin ETF talk. Nigerian shredding cash, or banks shredding cash, which we'll come on to. El Salvador and the bonds up. Tesla not sold any Bitcoin. NASDAQ pausing their custody service, or trying to pause in the launch of the custody service. UK banks risk losing the licenses over recent political views. Bitcoin no longer an asset of choice for criminals. Someone spamming the mempool. And Elon Musk with Twitter turning to X. And also some CoinCon. Price, before you get anywhere, Dave.
I've literally got a meeting in an hour's time, and that's average.
29. You've actually got a meeting in 40 minutes' time. 29,731.
Is that
down from last week?
All right. Okay.
I don't know. How recent was that?
Literally. When did I pay the price this morning?
It doesn't really matter, does it? It's roughly right.
You know,
give or take. Slightly down. No idea why. No reason to be. Don't know what time it was.
Lots of mixed market sentiment at the moment. I can't really call it. Hear a lot of bullish news. Hear a lot of bearish news.
I think the overall is bullish sentiment for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Not necessarily markets.
But they correlate. They're the same thing.
They've gone through a period of correlating, but they're not correlated.
No, we haven't been through this before. Is it not like 0.8?
Over a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But over the long period, it's not correlated.
Okay. Oh, no, that was it. Yeah, we did have this argument. And then if you pick your very specific time scale, if you actually look at a usable time scale, I was right.
Why don't we say
over your little date range?
Why don't we say all time?
Why don't we say all time?
And that's exactly right. 2009, when Bitcoin was created, came into circulation to now.
Right, let's go again. Round two with the correlation debate.
There'll be no correlation.
Correlate to the market. Which market?
Over a short period, it does, but that was during while it was...
S&P 500, does it correlate to the Bitcoin price?
And from COVID times...
We'll get on that now. As soon as this is finished. Mike, you can flash up a little chart.
It's a short-term correlation.
Here we go again. Jeez.
All right, so we actually get on to the first point of the agenda.
BlackRock. They've appointed Aramco's CEO, Amin Nasser, to its board.
So why is that significant?
Because Aramco were one of the biggest, how do we call them, polluters then? Oil.
And the massive
oil companies.
They made the most profit in a one quarter than any other company last year, didn't they? Hit the news.
We talked about it, didn't we? Yeah. That rings a bell.
Was this not off the back of what we were talking about last week about... all the ESG crap.
Click that pen one more time. Honestly.
Click it.
Why are you so aggro today?
There's a cool combination. I had about 3 hours sleep last night because my kid got up early. Put her in the bed.
I thought you were
first time.
This morning.
I had a bad weekend in terms of it was raining, so I couldn't get out with the kids. You get frayed. And that's where I'm at. So it's just ag. What did cheer me up was Molly's story this morning. Oh boy, you're gonna share
with Molly to your face.
Oh, did it? Oh, so happy when I read that.
I didn't think you're gonna bring it up so early on.
Bring it up now. Poor little Molly locked out the building on her own without a phone in the cold early in the morning.
Why are you smiling?
Hours before anyone else.
I know.
Somehow had to get in contact with someone.
Yeah.
Speaking to strangers,
All the strange friend. Oh my god.
Imagine you sat on the wall outside the building, shivering.
And I was just genuinely.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it. Yeah. Okay. I was in early, went to go and take the milk back out. The door blew shut behind me.
Blew shut. You should always be shutting the door. You shouldn't be leaving it ajar. There should be no blow shut. You should just be having your
Not blew shut, but just closed
just
behind
Just like a normal door. Just shut.
Like a normal door.
Mm.
And then my keys, my phone, everything was in
and
the
you turned around and went...
I turned around and went, ah, oh, shit.
I haven't even got my phone.
Yeah. And then I had to go for a little walk. This was 10 to 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
To go for a little walk. Found a guy.
How'd you get in early?
I know. Well, I was coming in to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. No. Went for a little walk. Found a guy. Asked this random guy if I could borrow his phone. Explained that I was locked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just looked a bit confused.
You know someone's number off by heart.
Do you want?
We were saying that.
That's pretty good.
No. So I was actually...
I know my own.
I was listening to a podcast at the weekend, which was saying basically.
That's not funny.
Nobody else knows his either.
Yep. Never get to tell anyone my number. Always tries to know one ever wants it.
No, I was actually listening to a podcast at the weekend that was saying that, yeah, like the fact that back in the day, it was to do with like they were talking about dementia and stuff. And back in the day, people used to be able to like remember phone numbers and stuff. But where technology is. Made things more convenient.
No, because you don't have to.
You don't have to remember phone numbers.
Although I remember phone numbers from my childhood.
Oh, yeah. My dad's phone number.
People used to write them
10 years
ago. It's not like people used to memorize 20 numbers. They just
had
but
you used to be able to at least memorize 5. Like, I can memorize 1. And
that's
the one that they call
the quill and scroll back in the
No, you file a fax. People used to just write them down and carry that with them.
Yeah. To be honest, I did guess the last number of.
But you knew. But your husband's number?
Near enough, yeah. Like
yeah, near enough.
And then I was like, hey.
Just put you through. She'd nearly got the right number. It must be this guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I called him and I was just like, hey, I'm locked out. And then I live, unfortunately, around the corner from Danny.
Mm.
So I just said, when you go to work, can you knock on Danny's door and tell him to come in early?
What was your initial reaction? Or going a bit late?
Well, the doorbell went off. Early. I mean, I was up, not everyone, so it was fine. But
he's calling around him. So what's that?
So then, just answered. But there was not much track. I was just getting ready to get sorted.
So basically, nobody came to save me.
No one.
Zach turned up at his normal time, which was about 45, 50 minutes later while I was just sat outside on a rock.
What condition was she on the rock, shivering?
I didn't see it. I'm in a farming spot, ready to open the office, saw her hopping along, blowing up.
I literally thought, right?
I'm just a freezing.
I'm gonna sit on
that
rock.
I was
so cold, but I thought I was sitting on that rock because it was actually in the sun, and then that's what kept me alive.
Like a lizard.
And there we go.
Right, should we get back to the agenda anyway now, Dave? You've got.
Yeah. I'm glad that really cheered you up, Dave.
34 minutes, Dave. No.
Okay.
Down from 40.
Don't worry, I'll have
you spent 6 minutes talking about Molly's getting locked out of the office.
I said I didn't want any. I literally said in that chat that I did not want anyone to know that.
No one will know. No one will find
out. Secret's safe with us, Molly.
Thank you.
Oh, I've told everyone that.
Well,
right.
Someone has to do it, right?
So BlackRock, ESG.
Yeah.
Back to that, yeah? So the reason that was significant was because a lot of big corporations now have done the whole pivot, which we spoke about, of ESG. Yeah. And saying actually it's not helped the environment whatsoever. Now studies have come out. So I think BlackRock kind of went along with this as well, from what I remember. And then a week after announced that this guy was coming on the board for BlackRock, and he's the CEO of Aramco.
Like well,
anything because he's been a CEO of an oil.
No, he still is the CEO of.
Oh, he's just an advisor.
Of Aramco. He's now on board for BlackRock.
Right.
Which is.
Okay, that's not great, is it?
Some conflict, you would say, there, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
That an oil company made so much profit this year that their average salary is now over $300,000.
It's
an oil trading company. That's mad. It
could be these guys.
But it's the point of that. BlackRock have just. The agenda's changed. The sentiment's changed.
One appointment. They could be appointing loads of renewable people as well. You've not seen a full list of their advisors.
I haven't.
You've seen the one.
All of a sudden, ESG agendas all of a sudden become, it's not really that important now, guys.
No, you just can't ignore it. You can't just ignore the oil industry as well. It's obviously a huge revenue maker. You want advisors on from both sides, you know. You've just picked one appointment and thought BlackRock will pivot completely.
Come with you next
week. Don't point at me.
Next week. Next week.
Take away his finger.
Next week, let's get a list of them and let's see.
All their advisors.
Don't trust, let's verify.
So we'll get They've got thousands of advisors.
One by one.
Welcome into the special pod.
He's on the board.
It's Chad Michaels.
He's on the board.
Okay.
Not an advisor.
Right.
So let's get all their board members.
Okay.
Did they give a statement why he was coming on or anything?
Has anyone read that? Don't know.
I'm sure they did. That'd be interesting.
But it's interesting that, like, why have they only just put him on just after the ESG is the point?
And the other thing, it says it'll provide a continuity of regional expertise that reflects the importance of the Middle East to the firm's long-term strategy. That's why they brought him on board.
So it talks about the ESG in that article, actually. But it's just the highlight and why it relates to Bitcoin. I'm talking about, you know, BlackRock all of a sudden have said they're doing a Bitcoin ETF, and the sentiment then changes from big corporations to Bitcoin, which is what we've just seen in my head with that ESG sentiments change, and all of a sudden, oil guys, come on our board, come and play ball with us. So it's just going to be interesting to watch how the sentiment changes. It already has been.
It's a sentiment. You know, the just stop oil people that are protesting the road.
That's bad.
And everyone behind them is just getting really annoyed, and they're slowly blocking people's traffic, and they're just getting moved out of the way.
You see the woman the other day that was trying to get a baby to the hospital, and they're in the way. Yeah. And she gets out shouting at them.
And what did they say with this?
They didn't move.
It's just pathetic people, I think.
Are they going about it? I don't know how you can be disruptive without being disruptive. You know what I mean?
You got to have consideration for things like that.
Yeah. But then disrupt Parliament, not the roads.
Yeah, not the public people, because the government don't care about that.
I've seen people in flats like chug water on them and stuff.
They're in the way of the public, and it's not the public's fault.
Yeah. There was a protest group that protested the stop oil people.
Yeah, and they surrounded them. I saw that.
Stop them moving.
Yeah. Just stop being wankers.
Is that
what they're called? Yeah.
Class. I mean, I like a good protest, but if it's going to annoy the right people.
Yeah, you're annoying.
Like, you need everyone on side. It's being a bit divisive, isn't it?
You're causing problems for the people, which then turns into, like, you know, I've seen a couple of them where they're nearly fighting with them. One man was fighting with them, and it's like you're creating problems, and it's just shouldn't
be like disrupting popular sporting events. That's also annoying a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, they start all the time.
They were trying to do it at the Ashes in terms of, like,
did that annoy people?
Streakers,
yeah,
because you're trying to watch a football match and you're stopping a game with a streaker. It's in guy normally.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought it was female streakers. I was like, how could that be annoying?
I was once in Australia, and there's a guy streaker watching
a
Perth Glory game.
29 minutes there.
Perth Glory game, and the streaker got all the way across the stand, and they were like he got across, he kind of didn't know what to do, and he just ran out the stand. Yeah. So he like made it.
Some of them didn't get it.
You know, most of them, they just get tackled and dragged off, but this guy literally they didn't have enough security to get the guy. And so he went back in the stand, just ran off.
That was a cool story. You got any more?
Clearly got away. Have I got any more streakers?
Sure, no. Let's get back to Binance. Next agenda. So Binance have cut back on employee benefits, citing a decline in profit. Alongside that as well, they've reportedly been laying off over 1,000 staff and offering... what's it called?
Redundancies
for people as well. I think there's a couple of different variations that have come out now about things.
What benefits do they offer?
It's a good question, Mike. You'll get the mutton knife as a list. I'm not sure you show us the adult list.
What benefits did they offer?
Go to x.com and
did you see that little
thing?
Did you
point to the article?
Yeah, they rebranded, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Today's the day.
But the point of that, I think, is just obviously one thing. CZ, a lot of people are now firing back at CZ with this stuff here, because I know he tweeted, was it about 9 months ago or something, saying, If anyone's laying off staff and doing all these things, then you should be asking questions about the health of the company and all this.
Beware of platforms that, one, offer high APYs and or two, have layoffs.
And in a single week, they've just offered 20% back on one of those stable coins and as interest, APY, and doing over 1,000 laying off.
When did he tweet that?
He's not gone down well.
30th of November, 22.
Yeah.
Only 6 months ago.
9 months ago, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, 8 months ago, yeah.
Meet in the middle.
Yeah.
I can't think.
Yeah, they are. Like, redundancies and restructuring bonus plans and bits and pieces like that is just the normal course of business.
I know that.
So I've, but part of it's like
throwing stones, living in a glass house.
You don't tweet shit out like that, though.
No.
Yeah, mate, he needs the content. That was years ago.
It was months ago.
Months ago.
It's all about content.
So it's just like, oh.
It was hours ago.
It just, yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, I don't know what the definition of declining profit is, because we've never really seen what their profit is, because it's a private company and they'll just tell us what we want to hear, I guess, or what they think people want to hear.
They're mainly remote, aren't they, as well? They don't have any actual offices anywhere.
No.
No.
So yeah, I'm not too sure what the employee benefits are and whatnot, but yeah, a lot being laid off. Mm. Obviously didn't cut back, they pulled out of a lot of the countries recently. In France, Netherlands, UK kind of anyway, a couple of others.
Did we talk about our new hires now, or do we talk about it, we save it till the end?
I mean, you can. We're not quite in the same ballpark because there's 1,000 there, but you know.
We're still hiring.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're just getting the house in order.
They have to.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't think it's such a bad thing.
There's two angles. They're getting the house in order, or it's another FTX waiting to happen, I think, is what people are speculating there. I'm not. I'm just saying that's what people are saying.
Mm. But does any, what's that
term? I'm not going to give my opinion.
Employee count? Like as a percentage, how much is it?
I think they had about four to 5,000, I think was the last count. I think they had 6,000 about 18 months ago, whatever it was, and then they'd already laid off.
So it's quite a significant amount, 1,000.
So yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, we could do without any more, but as much as we aren't aligned with Binance, we could do without any more FTX scale bad news.
Yeah.
So I just want them to be run properly, not too scammy, and let's all just grow the space, not, you know, scaremongery and thinking that they're all going to go pop.
Yeah. It's a difficult one for us, though, is like coming from just a Bitcoin angle. You've got they're crypto. They're doing all sorts. They're doing NFTs. They're doing web. I mean, they've just launched the NFT with Ronaldo, haven't they? Doing, you get a training session with Ronaldo if you buy one of his NFTs.
Hello, do you?
You bought one, haven't you?
You bought worse than.
And some people that will be, and they'll buy him.
Ronaldo, take one look at me again. Good enough, mate. Yeah. Now I can improve that.
You can just do it on my bench.
I'd warm his bench.
That's weird.
He said it.
That's weird. Why didn't I think of that? But yeah, they're doing all sorts of things in crypto. So they're doing all sorts of NFTs and Web3s and metaverse and everything in between. And they've done all the tokens and the altcoins. And they've caused, I guess, the regulatory backlash that we're now witnessing and we're having to bear the brunt of. So in one way, it's kind of like, yes, like you say, you don't want the bad news for the industry of them going pop like FTX and everything. But at the same time, they've, in my eyes, a lot of the time, they've ended up creating a lot of bad publicity side of the crypto world.
Mm, they've done it for themselves, really, haven't they?
Yeah. The whole, the book I'm reading at the minute. Have you got on site yet?
No, I was waiting for the physical.
I've read it so everybody else doesn't have to.
I'm going to read it.
No,
Ben McKenzie's Easy Money. I think I've got about half an hour left of it, whatever it is, but it's just the whole thing is really, it's a pretty shitty book, I'm not going to lie. It's not the
what
best.
What badly written?
No, it's probably well written. He's a Hollywood guy and got a journalist to help him out and stuff, so it's been written fairly well in the respect of storytelling. Mm. And he reads it out when you're listening to it as well, so it's kind of like him doing it and his dramatics and stuff. But that's where they've gone like a journalistic approach of Hollywood eyes, try and make everything dramatic and try and make everything crazy and big. But all it is literally just him reporting on his journey for the last 2 years. And it's just like him going and doing interviews with people. Well, really, it's just with SBF, really, that he does the interviews with.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of other people that you don't really know. And then that whole thing is like him just now reporting on the news. So it's just like the last years worth of news of the collapses of Celsius and the collapses of FTX and stuff. But it's basic information that you can just, it's literally what's already been in the news. So if you're paying attention to the industry news, you've already read his book, basically. He doesn't tell you anything that you don't already know.
So I wonder what was in his interview with Sam was pre-old FTX bust up, was it?
It was pre and post.
So oh, okay.
He actually, well, he did the interview pre. And he says, like, you know, he sat down with him, went to visit him, went through all these questions he kind of had for him. And Sam, he talks through it, literally reads out his interview with Sam. And he's just saying all the way through it about, like, you know, he was weird and he's nervous and all the time, stuff like, but that's what he's like anyway, as a person. And actually, in the background, if he was already thinking he was already $10 billion in the hole, if he knew he was.
You would be a bit twitchy, wouldn't you?
You would be twitchy giving an interview to some random
What was the guy. Premise of the book pre-FTX? blow up?
Yeah.
Was it just a general altcoin book?
It's a crypto is bad, basically, is what he's gone at. And he explains in the book, he lost basically like $200,000 shorting crypto.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to short Bitcoin or crypto, on which one it was. Lost $200,000 and then thought, this is a shit industry. I'm going to go and badmouth it and shout for my platform. So he went to write a book on it. So he turned from some soaring going on in the background. Hopefully that gets cool out.
That's a test for the ages, isn't it?
Yeah, I also saw that out.
Yeah. He went off basically and went and said, right, after COVID, Hollywood had come to a grinding halt. So that's when he got involved in crypto, started playing around, started shorting the market, lost a load of money, thought, right, I'm going to write a book about this now. And then he met with Jacob Silverman, who's like a journalist who's already been bad-mouthing the industry for a year or two pre that. Went for a coffee with him. This is in the book. You're about 4 hours in and he's just having a coffee with Jacob Silverman. It's like the whole, this is like his life story almost.
Doesn't more do about the OC him. Years.
It touches on that so many times.
When I was in the OC.
He says about every time he meets someone, kind of he always says,
imagine Dan watching the OC though. Danny would probably be massive
fan of it. I was a big fan of him. And it's a bit of a shame.
Him and Misha Barton.
Oh no, I hated her.
It's a real premise if you shorted the market and then lost money shorting, and then you're basically writing a book saying why you were right to short the market. It's like an ego trip, isn't it? It's not me that's wrong, it's the market that's wrong because I've shorted.
He actually said something similar to that in the book.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is just basically him trying to tell everybody that it's just a scam and it's a Ponzi and everything. And this was his platform, his approach to going and doing it. All the way through, it's fine, like the crypto thing and what's said there with Binance, you know, a lot of it is, he's right, is there's a lot of scams in the industry with crypto. There's a lot of pump and dump coins and everything that he's saying is right. It's very fluffy what he's saying. He doesn't really go into detail of something. Mm. Some of it he does, but not anything's not already been printed in the news. But with Bitcoin, he still couldn't really, he just keeps saying Bitcoin's a Ponzi. It's like you don't really get anything sensible out of him. It's Bitcoin's a Ponzi. Bitcoin can't scale because it only does 7 transactions a second. And Bitcoin killed people in Texas because it uses a lot of energy. They were like his 3 points. I know, I'm kidding.
Sorry, how did it kill people?
There was the electricity usage, you know that in Texas, don't they? The mines actually switched off for a period. I wanted to match that up and see if it was that same period they actually switched off for, to see actually if he's completely wrong with that. But there was, when they have an electricity shortage, the aircon, they lose all this sort of stuff. There was like, they say 47 deaths or something due to the electric grid in Texas at that time. Because it couldn't cope with...
And it had miners on it.
Well, at the time, I don't know, this is what they need to figure out, but he's saying, yes, it did. If the miners weren't mining, then these people would have lived and stuff. And it's like, but that's like saying if you didn't have your fridge turned on, over that same... The fridges in Texas were probably using more electricity than Bitcoin miners, so... You know, and computer consoles were using probably more electricity than miners in Texas. Yeah. So it's a bit of a silly argument, really. But it's the way he says that as well. It's like you're talking about people's lives there and saying, trying to blame Bitcoin mining on people's lives. It's a bit too much for me.
It just sounds uneducated, doesn't it? Because they're all part of that pact where they'll shut off if the grid requires more. I assume they were back then. But to be honest,
that's why I'm interested to see if actually they shut off. Yeah. Actually, it's nothing to do with them. And that had just destroyed his whole point. Yeah, his research is terrible. Yeah. Like, he calls us coiners. I don't know where he's got that term from.
Coiners.
Rather than Bitcoiners, it's coiners.
Maybe it's had a word count to stick, a letter count to stick to.
He's also one of them that has HODL, as hold on for dear life, which is not what it's meant to be. He's dipped into the industry, but not quite got things right. Mm. And there's so...
Hold on, what is HODL?
It was just a guy that said...
It never got turned in. I've heard the acronym.
That's what people always think it is, but it's not.
It's the original guy.
It was a pretty... Considering we spent 2 years writing this book and interviewing people in the industry, it's quite an uneducated...
What's the target audience for the book? His fans? Our industry?
I have no idea. I think it won't be our industry.
No, you're like saying...
Because it's got to be outside our industry because he's trying to reach them. So he's trying to educate people to not come and touch crypto. Yeah. But I don't imagine anybody that's not interested in crypto is going to pick that book up. I just don't think they're going to care. So I'm not quite sure. I think his sales will come from
the industry.
Ironically,
I mean, you bought it.
Yeah, I bought it to try and understand, you know your enemy was what, like you said the other day, Dave, and you've got to do these things.
There you go, he's declared him as his enemy now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He was my fan, now enemy.
Add him to the list, HSBC.
He's added like his eyes to his thing as well.
Yeah,
was
he?
He's just rubbing you up the wrong way.
He's just trolling us, isn't he?
Yeah.
But I'm trolling him back. I've been trolling him for about 18 months now.
Just chill out.
And then he responded to a couple of things.
How are you like, trolling him?
Oh yeah, about 18 months ago, he was responding to a few things. And then he's got to a point now where anyone gives him something like tell him about Lightning Network or anything like that, he just ignores everything. And he'll only respond to the ones that agree with his agenda. And if you go and look at his
stuff. He's literally got you right there.
Says no, I didn't. I'm trolling him.
I don't even know who you are.
Very well.
He's living there rent-free.
You're right. He's not done his research very well on the industry.
Yeah, and he's just
that bad.
Cheers for the money, Danny. Now I'm there, mate.
There you go, another sucker.
I'll
do a tweet. I'll do a tweet to every review of the book once I've finished it and just highlight a few things from it. I should have made notes as I was doing it. I'll just have to do it off memory now.
Do you ever read book and make notes in the margins? Bill Gates is famous for doing that.
I would have if I read the book.
The physical,
Can I have a pen on me when I'm reading?
Mm.
It would be useful. I love having a notepad and I note things down. And I note things down in my phone.
Buffett does it as well.
Yeah. If I wake up in the night and I've had a dream about something, I think that's a good idea.
About Ben.
I literally note it down. It's usually in my dreams.
It's true.
Did you want one of those Binance perks? Because I found them, So they stopped offering, Wall Street Journal reported that they stopped offering reimbursement to employees for certain expenses, including the use of mobile phones, fitness, and working from home. Wow. But they're listed.
You got a reimbursement for working from home?
Yeah, because there's sometimes cost involved with the home.
Because of like internet and stuff.
So
like
it might as well be a Binance against their tax bill rather than.
But they are still offering things like company-sponsored holidays and free language classes and relocation support.
Seasons.
So they're still
relocation to where?
I don't know.
I'm guessing I'm guessing a lot
like
of that
company-sponsored holiday
fluff.
Yeah, I would think so.
Free language class would be cool.
Yeah, because that's all fluff in it, really, because when you think about it, it's like health insurance, but what if you live in the UK, then you got NHS, so they'll just say, oh yeah, you love it.
They must have physical locations. They got our offices somewhere.
No, none. Not I'm aware of. They used to have one in Hong Kong. They've got like a registered...
They had one in Dubai.
Headquarters. No, they're moving there, but they don't have, as far as I'm aware, an office, physical office there yet still.
You watch.
They'll have an office registered, but it's like, you know, it's in the one in the UK. It was a little warehouse, wasn't it? Like,
surely CZ's working from somewhere. That's not his home.
I don't think he would work.
Maybe he just goes to a wee work.
He's the front facing, just out and about meeting and traveling. So he doesn't really.
Just imagine him in his PJs tweeting that.
I assume he'll just have
red flag if you see layoffs. He's there in his PJs.
Because he must live in hotels most of the time, you got to think.
But there you go, there it is.
I don't know if this
what is that?
But it's saying it's got 53 office locations, but.
They're just registered addresses.
That's
Georgetown, Cayman Islands, is it? So that'll be.
Yeah, that's their HQ, apparently, is Cayman Islands. Of
course it is. Let us know if you work for Binance in a physical office.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued. Right, cool. True move.
Right, come on,
because Dave's got.
13.
This is a long agenda. We've been going a while.
We'll skip that one then.
Still in the first section of it.
You guys were talking about Visa, MasterCard getting sued over interchange fees.
Who's suing them? Block.
Block.
Mm.
Block and suing them for conspiring to inflate interchange fees.
So it's an antitrust case, meaning that those two are in cahoots about how much they're charging for interchange fees.
Did anyone believe they weren't in cahoots about this?
It's mad that people think that they're not in cahoots.
Yeah, yeah.
And that also, at the same time, there's a UK class action lawsuit for the same thing.
Who's that with?
Not
very
interesting.
And they're saying it's very easy to hide an interchange fee because they're extremely complex to calculate. And I've seen from stuff that we've done about interchange fees, and they're not transparent at all.
Mm.
It's really, it's like, where the heck's this come from? And there's just people that are just putting it down.
Mm.
And it looks like it's just Visa or MasterCard going,
yeah,
we'll have a bit of that margin. In which case, yeah, Block have got a point.
I mean, but if they did it themselves, it's not an issue because it's just their price at the end of the day, isn't it?
But the interchange fee isn't that they're called, that's a governmental charge. So that's for like inter-country fees.
Yeah.
So it should just be
an FX rate.
It should just be a blank fee, you know, separate to what Visa and MasterCard are charging.
Separate to their own fee.
So they're putting a bit of margin on top of it. So
on top of that, right, yeah. Okay.
So that's all it is.
Right.
But it's just highlights. So it'd be interesting to watch how they go about that court case. You mean? And we're trying to
throw billions at it. I'm sure they won't care.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll probably drag out for a few years, you imagine. It's interesting Block suing them, though. That's interesting.
Big.
Yeah. Mm. So a big part of their business as well.
Yeah, they talk about, do they talk in the article about how they've hit like another pricing tier now because they're in a certain amount of locations? So they're moaning about that.
So it's good for Jack then actually to push in this and doing that.
That's very good. Good for everyone.
Yeah. I wonder if he's doing that more from a Bitcoin side as well.
It'd just be great to like anything that's exorbitantly complicated in fee structures like that. They shouldn't be. Like,
yeah, there's no reason for it.
If you can't just work it out and go, all right, that's clear enough to me. Imagine getting an invoice from a supplier and just being like, no idea what you're charging me for that, and just having to pay it, being forced to pay it, you'd be kicking off. It's the same thing. It's just like,
I think you do that. A lot of people do that a lot, though. A lot of companies do that, and it is confusing.
From first-hand experience, that's an extremely difficult to work out what you're being charged for on any of those fees. And they're hiding behind it, and lightning will kill them eventually. It's the dream.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
HSBC first, then them too, yeah.
No, what about Ben?
Priorities.
Ben's insignificant in comparison to...
His ego.
Yeah,
he holds a place in my heart. Dare you
call him insignificant. You had a chance to be in that book, didn't you? Was that that?
We was meant to have a call with him. I don't think we just didn't end up following through with anything there. That was about 15 months ago.
Was it?
Somewhere.
Right.
About 12 months ago, maybe. It's when we were traveling.
Are you bitter about not being in the book?
I have to assume that they've gone and done, it sounds like they've gone and interviewed lots of different people and everything, but it sounds like they haven't included a lot of that in the book because there's not that much. There's SBF and Alex Mashensky are the only two that he really talked to, I think, that were known people in his industry that he actually interviewed.
Right.
Everyone else doesn't
sound. That's for the drama, isn't it? That's where the Hollywood aspect is.
Yeah.
I wonder if his ambitions is he wants this into a film or something eventually.
Yeah.
So Michael Lewis is already writing a book about it, isn't it? That'll be a film for.
Yeah. Big Troll guy. But he slags off him in the book actually.
Slags off who?
The guy who wrote The Big Troll.
Does it? What? Yeah.
Ben does.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. I mean, he's slagging off one of my favourite authors, eh?
He's slagging him off saying that why was he a positive? He wrote something about being positive to the industry, crypto industry. Saying he thinks it's the future of finance, and he was like, I can't believe that someone like that has not been able to see through crypto.
Right, he's made my enemy list now. Well, slagging off my favourite.
See, just come and join me.
I'll join you.
You now living in your head, rent free, dude.
No. I think the annoying thing with him is he has the right intentions in some respects, forgetting that he lost money and he's bitter. I think the intention of trying to help people not get scammed by this is a good intention. I think that he's still not took that time to. He took 2 years researching it and still hasn't figured out what Bitcoin is.
Yeah. As soon as you have skin in the game and you've actively lost, it's impossible to be biased.
Change that mindset is difficult. And I think that's why he's stuck still. He's not been able to change his mindset because he's bitter about it and burnt.
Spent so much time talking about
it. I know, yeah.
He's probably going to love it if he ever sees it.
The title of this podcast will just be
Easy Money.
I just have an affiliate link to that book under this YouTube channel.
I would not want to make money off the back of that book, thank you.
You want to learn more about what these guys are talking about.
So anyway, you've got 7 minutes, Dave.
No, push it back.
ETF. They've been acknowledged, have they now, the ETFs from the SEC, which is potentially lining up to be approved. I don't
understand. I assume that's just part of the process. Every time something like this happens, it makes a headline.
How did that make that list?
Yeah.
They've been acknowledged.
Well, how did it make a headline?
The headline more so. This was just to update that. So it's still ongoing and it's still moving forwards because we're touching on ETFs every week at the minute. because it's what people are talking about.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's your very basic step one. we now acknowledge your existence.
Yes.
Thank you. But yes.
it's a stepping stone, I think. I think being part of that process, because they'd already rejected effectively the ones when they didn't put the Coinbase custody thing in. So
did those ones not even get that far?
No, all of these already got.
No, they were still at the apply stage.
It's the same ones. So when they applied, they then have been kicked back. So now it's been acknowledged. So I assume it's passed the initial vetting.
That's actually bigger news than I thought then.
Yeah, I don't know what the stages are and what the definitions are there, but it's got past the.
I mean, if acknowledge is one of the stages, there's going to be about 1,000 stages.
Yeah. It was December, isn't it? It was meant to be the timeline. So, yeah, expect some delays in that as well. Nigerian banks shredding cash as part of the CBDC rollout.
I think this was fake.
You guys, fake news.
Yeah. I share it.
Yeah, it's just a video of loads of cash in dumpsters, essentially, and the tweet saying it's part of the CBDC rollout. But the CBDC has been live for over a year. The ENOR.
Where did you get your news from, Molly?
It was a video on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
Twitter. What's Twitter?
Yeah, the CBDC has been live, but I did, because I was trying to find the source of this, but I did stumble across, they have made changes to banking regulation in Nigeria, where the cash, what do you think the cash reserve requirement is for a business bank in Nigeria, percentage-wise? If you compare it to, like, the US or whatever, how much cash they need to hold for depositors?
From fractional reserve perspective?
Yeah. 30 or 40.
I reckon it's good. I don't know.
So they've changed it. It was 32.5%.
Oh, fucking hell.
They brought it down to 10%.
I was going
to
say.
That's still high.
To allow more business financing to kind of kickstart the economy a little bit.
Yeah, more loan out more money.
Yeah. Well, the US was a 0%, weren't they, recently? And then the UK, is it 4 or 2% in the UK? I can't remember. It's low.
So yeah, I thought 30 was quite high, but yeah, they brought it down to 10 starting August, I think. Which I thought was interesting.
32% is quite high then. That's
32.5.
32.5, even higher.
I want to figure out how they got to that figure initially. I'll bring it down to around 10, shall we?
0.5.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting.
But fake.
But yeah, the ENOR has been out for a year apparently. I think they're trying to relaunch it because there's been barely any take up. That's what I was reading. But yeah.
I'd make for a good video.
Like every government does dispose of cash, they do shred. All old notes get destroyed. Maybe it's just a process.
So I didn't know if it was part of that news of coming down to 10%, the cash reserves that they don't need anymore.
It could be just fake money as well.
Yeah, they'd be lending it out.
But they're not lending out the cash. Digital, surely.
Yeah. It could be. It could be fake money, with someone, some influencers done a video of it and just made it. So many do that stuff these days.
Yeah.
Could just be AI.
Could be.
Well, yeah, don't believe everything you see on X.com.
Is that what we're calling it now?
It's the name of it now.
Is that legit what it's called?
Did you see him tweet?
You can't rebrand like that.
You can.
Did it.
Yeah.
Did you see him tweet?
I like it.
Tweet about what should we call tweeting now? Because it's X.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, doesn't X in? It's like, you know, it's not quite the same thing.
You're talking to a guy that spent an inordinate amount of time last night making Elon Musk into a scarecrow.
What's good, X? It was quite good, actually. What's the rare tweet?
Because I used it as a comment. I wasn't too sure if it was a bit close to any sort of bone I shouldn't really be doing that. I know, but I do think about these things. But I was just like, because he commented that he's going to get rid of all the birds, so I thought, right, you're a scarecrow, mate.
Yeah,
it's good.
No,
you know, hurt, isn't it?
Now that you've tweeted that, I get it.
Have a little look, give it like
it's actually a very good render.
By the way, it took.
Oh, it's not a render, is it?
It's not a render, it's a midget, it's an AI.
It's not. That's why I was really good.
It
was good. I was trying to make it properly through Blender, but then I thought, nah, this is Midjourney all over.
Yeah.
But
I still got the blue tick.
It was quite hard to get.
Oh, but it's quite good.
Get Elon as a scarecrow,
Not that one.
That was a rough render.
God has replies.
That was a rough render. It's a reply.
A rough. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. When I rush him out, the rough render. Rough render.
Rough render.
Rough render.
Oh, that's a good Dave. 22 likes. That's good.
In it as a. That's so condescending. It makes me like,
it doesn't even have a blue tick. I know. She's saying,
that's good for you.
I can't get a blue tick.
But yeah, she's a scarecrow, scaring off birds. That's the point of it. But yeah, mid-journey, man, I thought it'd be quicker. But you just end up, because there's so many iterations, you just keep going, ooh, could I get it slightly better? Anyway, So we were talking about, we weren't even talking about Twitter then.
X stop stressing about the agenda.
I've moved it.
It's too late, 2 minutes. Go quickly, get through this. We're only halfway through the agenda.
I want to talk about the RKJ stuff as well. That was on there. I didn't flag it.
Yeah.
I'll come back to that.
RFK.
RFK, RKJ?
Yeah. Yeah, about Thingy Jr.
Robert Kennedy.
Yeah. 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 RFK Jr. is it?
RFKJ.
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 But I mean, you're the guy's Tim. I mean, Taz, you want to repeat that? You say you've got 2 minutes left. Yeah. You'd like a broken tape.
Do you want to talk about that? That's the next up.
Yeah, not the one. The one about is saying he wants to
back the dollar with a Bitcoin.
Yeah, if you read the quote, he doesn't really say that.
It's a basket, isn't it? He talks about.
No, he just says he wants to take 1% of US securities and, not securities, treasuries, sorry, and back them with gold, silver, platinum, or Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to create a basket of stuff, but is it for only 1% of...
1% initially, yeah, of treasury bills, T-bills. Right. So it's like an off-the-cuff comment, it's just generated...
Well, I think the headline
that's
is...
That's what we do.
Where Bitcoin is the last one, he said, and he was all Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But that may actually harm his bid for president, I think.
I think them headlines will for people outside
that's what
the industry.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's silly for the industry to spin.
He should Trojan horse himself in if he's a real Bitcoiner.
Well, I think he's, like you say, though, he said that and not...
Yeah, he said it last. He said gold.
Said, I want to back the US dollar with Bitcoin. Yeah. Our industry has taken that and span it, thinking it's positive, but actually, like you say, it's probably negative for him over there because all the people outside the industry will see that and say, what a psycho.
Well done, guys.
So it's probably a bad thing sometimes to think about these things before we shout about people don't, unfortunately.
But yeah, that'd be interesting if he gets in power and starts backing the treasury bills by... gold, even gold would be interesting again. Bitcoin says that he said test 1%, and then if it goes well, he would then increase that.
Why did he say silver?
Don't know.
What's wrong with silver, Dave? What's
gold, silver, platinum, or Bitcoin was the quote.
It's much more abundant in the Earth's crust.
Precious metals, isn't it?
You can mine if the price of silver does go up because you're backing it. It's much easier to mine and refine and get hold of than gold. It doesn't work as well. Against gold. Why would you say gold?
Thank you for the actual explanation, but I was just trolling you. Oh, just because it's a politician's.
If you've read the Bitcoin standard, it's literally chapter one.
Yeah. My point was, it's a politician. Why the hell would you care? Right. Okay. This just makes it fun, only.
Oh, my bad.
Thanks, though. Yeah, appreciate that explanation. El Salvador bonds are up 60% this year.
That's cool.
So that's just the Bitcoin price has gone up 60% this year, isn't it, I guess? Is it 60%-ish? Just highlighted, moving on, nothing really to talk about it. These are all not to talk about, really, just highlighting. Tesla didn't sell any of their Bitcoin holdings in Q2, which is reported in their public Q2 release last week, was that?
They have sold twice as many electric cars as any other electric car provider in Europe.
Because they only sell electric cars.
They are literally lapping them.
But that's because they only sell
Bloomberg
electric cars.
Headline.
How long was that before you mentioned Bloomberg?
44 minutes.
44 minutes. But they can't sell a petrol car because they don't do.
Okay.
How many cars do they sell?
The market's going to EVs, isn't it? And you think about being some huge suppliers, VW, BMW.
Do you know what?
The world.
In the Daily Mail... There was actually...
Cow your boy
with the Daily Mail.
It's like some sort of, you know, like Street Fighter or something, or Mortal Kombat, and I've just shot him an electric bolt of
Bloomberg, and he's just gone, hit me back with some
there
sort of
shield.
Daily Mail shield. Kim Kardashian saying about it?
There was a headline in there the other day about electric vehicles not being as environmentally friendly as once first thought. So it's now hitting, but it's not hit mainstream media, has it? It's starting to now hit mainstream media and people realising. So I don't know if that will be the case going forwards with electric vehicles. Are we going to pivot? Zach's been on this for a while, haven't you? We should pivot to hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Okay. No one in this room is an expert on these fuel types.
Zach's pretty good.
JCB launched the hydrogen.
That was pretty
good. Hasn't someone patented hydrogen pellets, though, which means that it hasn't, like, Shell or... One of the big oil companies.
You know more than me.
He's now long. You've been long. You're excellent.
So still working all life. Take it away. I know JCB are looking into it and have launched their line of agricultural vehicles using hydrogen.
I had a feeling I read something once that the big oil companies had they had basically painted it and shelved it so that they couldn't.
So nobody else can build and they can carry on selling.
But that may be fake news, I don't know. Sounds like something.
Yeah. The next one's like back on e-fuel, isn't it? Making petrol better again. Mm. A lot of companies looking into that.
Make petrol better again. Make petrol great again.
Right.
I mean, if it was up to me, just stop making cars.
That's a good answer to it. Maximize the production that they can. Sorry,
stop. Planet, stop making cars.
Planet saved.
Yeah, limit the amount of new cars that can be produced.
Nowhere near. Cars nowhere near the biggest polluter. Stop making cement.
No, we're talking about car.
But you just said planet saved.
Well, yeah.
So get ahead of us. So you're talking about a tiny fraction of CO2 gases that are released by vehicles.
So why is it such a mainstream issue that?
Because everyone has them.
It's such a tiny percentage.
I suppose if you're in the building industry, you've only really got cement.
But that is that because there's not enough people looking at alternatives to that because it's not a mainstream issue.
Yeah, perhaps.
Should we move on?
Yeah,
eco cement.
Back to Bitcoin. Nasdaq halting.
What does that even mean?
The launch of their cryptocurrency custody service. I think they cited regulatory worries, basically.
Oh, welcome to the club.
So yeah, it was interesting because they wasn't long ago they launched, they announced that, did they? And then now they've froze it already.
Interesting.
Don't know, yeah. It's a bit of an odd one, especially when the ETF.
Mm. When did they announce it? That's just a balls up by them, isn't it?
It was about 2 months ago, I think.
We're going to launch this. Yeah. Within 2 months, they go, well, also, let's speak to someone in compliance about actually the regulations.
We can't do it. Had no take.
We're going to have to.
No inquiries.
Well, I wonder if it was because all the ETFs all put Coinbase as the custody, and that would be their audience, I imagine, their demographic. That might make some sense because then they'd have to steal these guys off Coinbase and maybe they just couldn't offer as good a service.
September 2022, they initially announced it.
A year.
9 months. Ten months. And then they've got rid of it already. Or they've halted it. Whether that means they'll bring it back
and getting rid of it.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a temporary
halted indefinitely.
Everyone forgets about it and it just disappears into the background. UK banks risk losing licenses for debanking customers over political views. So that was on the back of Nigel Farage.
Still making waves, Nigel, isn't he?
Still is.
He got apologies from everyone. He did?
Yeah.
They all cowed down.
But they don't give him his account back.
Haven't they?
No.
It's not. We're really sorry. We're really sorry, Nigel. Or can I have my account back? No. Sorry. I've got rules.
So he still lost the accounts just because he's had an apology. It's like, what's an apology? It's meaningless at that point, isn't it? But it's interesting that there's push for losing licenses for that sort of. Is it unethical?
They're not going to lose their licenses.
No, it's a.
I mean, what scale do they have to, like, with the, this is one account closing correctly.
I mean, HSBC launched $4.3 billion and demolished their license.
How many incorrect account closures would it take to lose your license? Billions.
Mm. Well, maybe not billions, but I get your point.
All of them.
At that point, you've got no business. So it doesn't really make a difference.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to. Well, it's crazy. It's just stupid.
I get it.
No one will lose their license.
Interesting to see how that continues to play out because I thought it'd be done and dusted by now, but it's still dragging.
Yeah, who brought that up? I mean, I also thought it would be done and dusted.
Farage just started a whole Facebook campaign.
Is it just Nigel Farage?
Gathering people that have had their bank accounts closed and getting them to do subject access requests.
Join that Facebook group.
Finding out.
Yeah, I'll go and do that. And nice.
And he's telling everyone how to go because he did a subject access request and he'd get all this.
Oh, how? Yeah. He's just wasting everyone's time.
He's telling everyone to go do that.
They don't have to, with that though, you don't have to provide if it's.
They're giving Farage all his. It's like Brexit's mentioned 20 times and all that kind of
stuff. They'll give him his that is kind of like okay. If they would like reported him and he was under investigation in some capacity, then they wouldn't have to hand him
that sort of thing.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But because they've just closed him on a like that. But surely if they've closed him because of that, it'll just be verbal.
So this is all the emails they had about Nigel Farage at Coutts and his other bank.
All and the information. He requested it's 40 pages long. And he goes through it saying Brexit's mentioned 40 times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Russia's mentioned twice.
They got me a tosser twice.
Basically.
There'll be all the notes like you have on the customer and everything. So
Right.
Yeah. But if there's anything really bad, they're probably not going to put it in the official notes of Ellie. They'd verbally tell each other internally.
Okay.
So yeah, let's see how it plays out, man. I might. Should we jump through this quicker?
Yes, please.
Bitcoin no longer an asset of choice for criminals. That's come from former Elliptic crypto advisor.
What is?
Elliptic being the like Chainalysis style tracking tool. What is? I don't know.
There's some that it was stable coins because of their accessibility.
So yeah, Bitcoin is weirdly. Why would you use stable? That's an interesting one. You think of some of the privacy coins maybe, but stable coins are a little bit odd.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stable coin can freeze it. Yeah. So it's a little bit silly if that is the case. I'd be intrigued to query that. Wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Because maybe they're not smart criminals.
Because if they knew they were
who are you looking to query that with?
Elliptic.
Just get your local mobster in.
Well, no.
Are you aware that they freeze this?
Elliptic. Whoever the crypto analysis tool is for them people.
He's just going to tweet him.
Tweet the mobsters.
It does make
sense. I'm sure they've got a Facebook group.
And I'm not saying I don't want criminals obviously to use Bitcoin, and that's a great thing they're going over to say stable coins. But actually, if you go to stable coins, as Zach says there, the issuer can effectively freeze them. So if one of these tracking tools knew there was some criminal activity in this $100 million worth of money here on a stable coin, Tether, for example, would just freeze it and take it off them.
Or Elliptic just saying this from their data because they're the ones they could see because it has been frozen.
Yeah.
Whereas all the ones getting away with it using the privacy coins,
you can't tell.
They can't tell, so there's no stats for it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's apparently criminals have shifted towards dollar-denominated assets like USD coin with their easy accessibility and ability to be laundered through decentralized exchanges.
Yeah, so they can use it on your Tron and stuff like that, where you can use a decentralized exchange to mix it. USDC, though, is interesting. If that's the named one, that's the one that's being pushed as the more regulatory.
Yeah, it does say Alison highlighted a potential silver lining from a law enforcement perspective, noting that centralized issuers like Circle could freeze specific USDC tokens before criminals can offer them.
Interesting, USDC, and you'd expect some of the other more obscure ones, wouldn't you? Don't know. Odd. Someone spamming the mempool. Should we move on from that? Because we're already quite a while in now. 30 megabyte of transactions went to mempool over the weekend.
Already emptied, pretty much.
Yeah, there were actually, I think, child placement parents.
Yeah, I saw that.
For the most part.
So what was someone doing?
Someone had thought of giving out a guess of who they thought it was. Can't remember what they said.
Can't remember. Normally it's like a Binance or something like that, and they're consolidating lots of UTXOs into one or two, more than or less than what's already there. It looked like there was a load that maybe they'd put on when the backlog was there with the ordinals, and they might have gone out with one satabyte, and none of them ever got confirmed. And then now they're just kind of bumping that fee effectively by using child pays for parent, which is then pushing them all back into the mempool. So I think that's all really it was. But as Zach says, they're cleared already. On to the next.
Yeah. OXTBTC thought it might be coins paid, whoever they are.
Yeah. Processing. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, what do we care about Elon Musk and Twitter?
X.com.
X.com.
Yeah, call it X.com.
He's shown, we can pull up the old episodes and...
You called it. About. You did call it. You were right. I'll give you that.
That's every now and then, get one right.
It's not as catchy, is it, X?
I mean, I don't really care about the name. It's more about what he's doing with it. His quote was something like he wants the majority of financial payments to go through X.com in the future.
Oh.
So he's basically trying to centralize payments for the globe under X.com.
Yeah.
Which he dreams big, doesn't he?
Well,
exactly, Molly. It's to be admired, isn't it?
It's he's a visionary.
James, so your Bitcoinism, you're admiring his approach to a centralized financial system where 51%.
The dream's incorrect, but to
dream is wrong.
To dream big is admirable.
Well, thanks. So you admire me for taking down HSBC in the future.
like Elon Musk, you tread a very fine line between dreaming big and crazy.
You've got to be crazy to dream big.
Yeah, sure.
Could be a little bit crazy in there. Cool. We've got CoinCon news.
Yep. We've got new starts this week. I know we touched on them earlier. It's good times though. You got a new start today, Dave, haven't you?
Yep.
I've got a new star and you've got a new artist.
Mm-hmm. New start is everywhere. Yep.
Busy. Office is coming along nicely.
Not that you can tell in this room being the same as what it has been.
It's full of rooms the same, but
no, until we get our new pod room.
Yeah.
Coming along nicely, Mikey.
Mm-hmm. Mikey's using AI. Using AI to design that, so that's pretty cool. I don't know if I want to mention that because it's, you know, maybe just be a bit humble.
What?
What's the no care for?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. So I'm mentioning it. Mm-hmm. Just don't mention it. Keep it quiet.
Okay. I feel like you got to mention it now.
No.
Just doing some humble stuff.
So I keep it humble.
Don't want to.
Background charitable work.
Yeah.
Oh, well, is it?
So we're just not going to shout about it because
okay.
I'm the head of non-marketing at the moment.
Cool. Yeah.
There we go.
Right.
Happy days.
Mm-hmm.
Only 14 minutes over your scheduled meeting, Dave.
Yeah. It's not easy.
It's all right. The world waits for Dave.
We'll talk about Bitcoin next week a bit more.
Oh, I had a disaster with snipe mining, by the way.
Just
the one you told me last week.
Yeah, snipe mining's gone bad.
That's a lucky.
Yeah.
How bad are we talking?
Looks turned against me.
I think you need to get a better data analyst than your child.
Yeah. Yeah. No offense to him. No
offense to that.
Uncle Zach said this about you.
Uncle Zach.
Yeah, it's not going to be. I think I was only probably similar amount of hours of mining, but only involved in one block win. Mm-hmm. So I did not beat the pool this week.
Wow.
Well, come on.
1-1 then. 1-1. You beat them the week before.
Mm.
Okay.
But yeah,
we'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that exciting information.
Right. Thank you guys.
Peace.
Cheerio.